love about the TV series Castle is that it not only regularly involves witty banter, good acting, and crime scenes, but also well-acted witty banter at moderately disturbing, confusing crime scenes that point to lead characters as the murderers. For instance, in the series' episode Probable Cause, the title character, Richard Castle, is accused of murdering a young girl by the NYPD. In the show, Castle is a writer of crime novels who is allowed to follow a detective, Kate Beckett, throughout every day to gain real-life experience about crime scenes. At the time of the episode, he has been following her for 4 years and has become part of the police station, as well as Beckett's boyfriend. One of the best things about Castle is the wordplay. In the middle of serious situations, characters will suddenly start a battle of wits or make a horribly funny comment about a crime scene. Castle is hilarious and silly, as demonstrated in the scene from the prior season in which Castle's daughter, Alex, tries to get him to let her go on a road trip with a friend named, oddly, Button, while Castle's mother, Martha, supports her.
Where are you staying? Who's driving? Who's chaperoning?
We were going to take your Ferrari and hook up with some boys we met on Craigslist.
Not cool.
Honey, don't be such a killjoy. I'm sure Button's mother is going along.
She is, and she's very responsible.
Yeah, except when it comes to picking nicknames.
Look, if you want, I could have Mrs. Dutton stop by to meet you when she picks me up.
Yeah, I think that'd be okay. Her last name is Dutton? Your friend's name is Buttons Dutton?
That is unfortunate.
In Probable Cause, the sudden shift to a serious tone when Castle is accused is unnerving. The dialogue suddenly becomes formal and tense. The sudden shift makes the viewer feel nervous and worried for the characters, and involves you in the action. The few romantic scenes between Castle and Beckett could be cheesy and overdone, but instead feel unique and new. Romance seems to have turned on its head, and instead of reminiscing about a first kiss, Castle and Beckett remember the first time Beckett handcuffed Castle to keep him out of her way. Small parts are the hardest to act, but the small roles in Probable Cause are pulled off wonderfully. For instance, a witness who found the dead girl seems terrified and sick when the police interview her, and the first suspect is unbelievably creepy and slimy. The larger characters are equally well played. My favorite part of the episode was the way small gestures show the relationships between the characters. For instance, at one point, Castle picks up Beckett's hand and puts a coffee mug in it without her even noticing. The police are friendly and informal with each other, so, as with the dialogue, the sudden shift of attitude when Castle is accused is very creepy. There is one small moment of underacting by Beckett, but it is almost forgotten because of the good acting of the rest of the show. If there is one thing I don't like about Probable Cause, it's the visuals. Sure, the Manhattan skyline is cool, but none of the buildings seem very lived in. The homes are too neat and clean, and although the police station is a bit more hectic, it's still too orderly. On the upside, the police station does look very official, and to me, moderately scary. The music and sound is a wonderful way to set the mood of each scene. The intense drums during climaxes add to the feeling of urgency, and the gentler music makes other scenes feel romantic. There is a surprising lack of car noise or human chatter, seeing as this is set in New York, but I was too excited about the plot to notice. Despite a few difficulties, Probable Cause is a great episode in a line of great episodes. If you're looking for a fresh, inventive TV crime show, Castle is the one to watch because of great acting, creative dialogue, and really awesome crime scenes.